Hello friends, and welcome to episode 23 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. Today is Monday, June 28th. I have sent off Henna to the vet, and I'm trying not to lose my shit because, oh god, I know she needs to have this surgery, but I'm trying not to panic. It's probably an occupational hazard because I tend to see in my day job things that go wrong, not so much the stuff that goes right, which changes one's perspective somewhat. And yeah, that might be a factor. But I'm trying very hard not to be a panic mama. So what do we do? A podcast episode, of course. Because then I can distract myself from my pending freak out while feeling productive. Hub's truck offered to take her to the vet so I would not be pressed for time and I'd have like time to feed the horses and get dinner going and do what I want to and need to do before I can collapse into a puddle of exhaustion, which is still a thing after doing 10 night shifts last week. So yeah, they're gone, and I'm at home and trying not to lose my shit. But let's change the subject. I thought I would do something a bit different in the coming weeks, and today as well, obviously. Because, well, the new project I've been working on, which is also a podcast, because there's no such thing as too many podcasts, apparently, is called Into the Looking Glass, and it's a podcast about poetry, speculative poetry to be precise. And I will be launching monthly episodes in which I like have a chat with the speculative poets about their work, their craft, the way they view speculative poetry, etc., etc. And the first episodes, because I'll be launching two for the first day, go up on August 1st, and until then I have two more like mini episodes scheduled and ready to go. And I thought on this podcast, I would, in honor of that new thing, sort of read some of my own speculative poems for you guys. And fittingly, I wanted to start with Mask, which is my very first publication ever. It was my very first acceptance, and it was, yeah, it got published in January 2019, and I was so excited about it. And sort of every time I look at that poem, and yeah, it sort of brings back that feeling of excitement and pride, and am I serious, is this seriously happening, or am I dreaming? And then I, yeah, would be tempted to like pinch myself just to make sure. Anyway, I will be reading that out for you soon, and then afterwards you're going to hear like an interlude noise thingy, and then I will be back. For me it will be tonight, for you it will be in a few minutes, to let you know how Henna's surgery went, because I have to sit with this suspense. But those of you who are thinking about it, I'm not going to put anyone else through it. So yeah, I'm recording this right now in the afternoon, but I won't be posting it until tonight, when I can actually sort of tack on a little last minute update on how the procedure went and how she's doing, etc. So, right, let me grab the poem. Mask. You may gawk behind my back and talk all you want about the freak in the Venetian mask. I'm not another peacock trying his luck among better folk. Won't let others take a peek as I skulk the fringes and look at living artwork. Not a blemish or mark on her skin, eyes the colour of smoke, tease and mock. An odalisk dressed in a cloud of pink. If only I could whisk her away, but I'm stuck, longing to unhook the clasp of her frock and drink the scent of your musk. Revolving around her like a sputnik to the music. Entranced by the look she sends my way, I'm a fish on a hook. I would taste her, take her, so drawn but held back. Always the freak behind a mask. Okay, so yeah, that was Mask, published last year in Illumen magazine. Would post a link to the text, but it's not actually available online or for sale because it was a limited print run and we would be, and it would be, oh God, I lost my train of thought. It's a limited print run and they sold out, so yeah. Anyway, I will be back when Henna gets home from the vet. Bye bye. Hello friends, after that slightly weird transition sound thingy, I'm back. It is, let me see, it is 7:45. We have been home for quite a while now, but Henna was high as a kite and she was a handful because she kept trying to get up and then falling over, etc, etc. But she is doing quite well. She's eaten, she's had a bit of water, so pretty relieved, pretty happy. We have to go back in the morning for to get the dressing changed, and so the vet can take me through how to do that myself without her being wobbly and uncooperative. So yeah, that said, I will leave you to it and I will talk to you again later. Bye bye, friends.